In an age when everyone's trying to tell you how to get to the top, I'm wondering who has anything to say to those who don't make it. I was struck the other day with an article entitled, How to Be a Failure. Do you know what to do when you fail? I'm Landon Saunders. This is Heartbeat. Dr. Ernest A. Fitzgerald pinpointed a very significant problem in his article on How to Be a Failure. No generation has ever been subjected to greater pressure to succeed than ours. The businessman, he's supposed to outproduce everyone else, or he's out. The student is supposed to be involved in 100 extracurricular activities and still graduate at the top of his class. The housewife, she's supposed to coordinate the home, be a good wife, a good mother, a good community leader, and keep the entire family ridiculously happy. Ours is a success-oriented society with applause reserved only for the winner. But what about all the failures? How are we supposed to respond when we don't make it, when we fail? What about all the dreams that didn't work out, the plans that were never completed, the hopes that were never realized? What can be said of those who have suffered agonizing defeat? What direction can be given? First, you must see your failure in the right perspective. Failure doesn't necessarily mean defeat. There's an old Norwegian tale about a fisherman who took his two sons on a daily fishing run. The catch was good, but they were suddenly overwhelmed by a severe storm. They couldn't see the shoreline and hence had no idea of which way to reach home. Meanwhile, a fire broke out in their cottage. Before it could be put out, it had destroyed everything. Finally, the father and his sons were able to get to the shore. His wife was waiting to tell him the tragic news. She was tearful as she told him that everything that they had was destroyed. Carl was unmoved by the news. "Didn't you hear me, Carl? The whole house is gone." "I hear you," Carl said. "But a few hours ago, we were lost at sea. I thought we would perish. Then something happened. I saw a dim, yellow glow in the distance, and it grew larger and larger. We turned our boat toward the light. The same blaze which destroyed our home was the light which saved our lives." You see, we must examine failure, because failure is never a stone wall. Columbus tried to find a new route to India. He failed, but in his failure opened up a new world. Don't count yourself out if you've failed. A human being is versatile and flexible and resilient. The real story of history is the story of failures which contain the hidden truths of real victory. This is Heartbeat.